tell you love to hate.
I get more nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a good
one? There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous one to show.
Cut the cameras, I'm motherfucker.
What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne Tha God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Charlamagne.
Peace to the damn. Wow, not having Angela Yee here threw me off already. Because usually it's
good morning, Angela Yee.
Yeah,
but she's not here.
Yeah, then it's good morning,
Charlamagne Tha God.
And then I say peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Now, today is a day without a woman.
Yes, it is.
So Angela Yee will not be here today.
Round of applause. Listen, my wife said she's not. Remember we were talking about household duties yesterday?
And yes. Your wife,
and she was like, well, I'm not going to stop doing household duties because I get paid way more than 78 cents on the dollar at home.
Okay.
Yes, that's what she said.
All right.
Absolutely.
She gets paid at home or with joy?
I don't know what she was talking about.
Oh, you just let it say that.
Today's a day without a woman, so who am I to
yeah, absolutely right.
Say anything to make her feel less than.
Okay. Well, today, yeah, like you said, it's a day without a woman. They're saying that a lot of women won't be at work today. They won't be working. They will just be relaxing.
We have two women in here today. You got the intern, Shantia, and we have little young tasty cakes, Taylor.
Yeah, they decided to come to work today. I don't think they had a choice.
No, I don't think they had no
Some
choice.
Some women don't have choices, and I don't think they had a choice. Taylor, come here, Taylor.
Why'd you come? I just want to know. Come here, see. Come a little fast. Why'd you decide to come to work today?
Because y'all need help.
And you don't have on any red.
I do have red.
That's burgundy, girl.
That's burgundy.
Lord have mercy.
Oh,
that's why
goodness.
You, Lord have mercy. You need to be here. Lord have mercy. You need to be here. Mm-hmm. You definitely need to be here. I know burgundy when I see burgundy. That's burgundy.
That is definitely burgundy.
That is that's not even close to red. That's burgundy.
Well, how come you didn't wear red? You're supposed to wear red in support.
I forgot. I'm going to be honest with you. Plus, I forgot. I'm not even going to lie to you. I didn't forget.
Right.
But it's other ways to, you know, show the support for women without wearing red. Let me read some of them to you.
While you're pulling them up, I know some. One is, of course, wear red. The other is support locally minority businesses.
Yeah, make no purchases unless they're with minority businesses. Mm-hmm. Donate to causes that matter. Get on the phone and strike. So listen, what if you're a white woman, right? And you're involved with the Day Without Women.
Mm-hmm.
You only got to make purchases with minorities too?
Yeah, I guess so. That's what they're saying.
Oh,
I don't know how many those rules are, but yeah.
So listen, it's all kind of ways that you can, you know, support this cause.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I'm with anything that's a solution. Like, I get tired of discussing problems. We sit around all the time. We discuss problems. We know what the problems are. We know what the issues are. It's not too many people who come up with solutions. So people that come up with solutions and implement them, I salute them, and I try to help in whatever way I can.
All right. Well, my wife will be working at home today, because if not, everybody will be grounded in my house, because that's how I just deal with it. You're grounded. You're grounded. You're grounded. Get in your room. Leave me alone.
Yeah, but I mean, women are being, well, at least in my house, women are treated like more than equals. Women run my household. I got two daughters and a wife.
So. No, I got three daughters and a wife. So
I'm just there.
Yeah, I'm just there too.
I need a son or a dog.
That's not gonna help you.
One
you
got or two.
You need to. You gotta overpower them. You gotta need three.
Ain't no such thing.
All right.
As soon as you start talking about overpowering women, boy, that's when you got hell on your hands.
You're right.
All right.
So you just fall back like I do.
Overpower
just,
women.
It just.
You sound crazy.
Yeah. I can't.
I see the blog right now. And DJ Envy said we should overpower women on National Women's Day.
No, I didn't say
don't
that.
Don't let women win.
I didn't say that.
We gotta overthrow this government called women. This anarchy.
I didn't say that. I say my household, I don't win nothing.
Hey, you know what'd be so funny?
What?
You got everybody wearing red in support of women. What if people just wear blue just to be on the opposite side today?
What's wrong with you, man?
That'd be so stupid.
What's wrong with you? All right. Call us up, 800-585-1051. If there is a woman in your life that you want to talk about.
What that picture, Sierra?
That you feel, why are we talking about women that we feel blessed about and you said Sierra? What's wrong with you?
How's wrong? I'm just holding it up. That's all.
Why are you holding up that picture, Sierra?
I'm just holding it up. I just want to hold it up. That's all.
All right. Don't try to distract
me. The only thing that might save this slander is National Women's Day. So I might just hold this up for now.
My goodness.
You know what? I don't even got no venom for Sierra at all. My venom for Russell Wilson. So he can get this slander.
800-585-1051. Tell him why you're blessed. If there's a woman in your life and you're blessed about and you just want to call up and talk about her.
This is a good National Women's Day picture.
Why you
put your face
so
in your
blessed.
Woman's ass this morning?
There's nothing wrong with putting your face in your
nothing,
woman's ass.
Nothing at all. Y'all
nothing.
No, I eat ass.
All right.
I'll suck a fart out my wife's butt. But what I'm saying is, this is a National Women's Day picture. Men, hide your faces in your woman's asses today.
I'm not mad at you.
You don't have no place in society today. Today's not for us.
But tell them why you're blessed. That's how we're going to start the show. 800-585-1051. We're not doing tell them why you're mad. We're doing why tell them why you're blessed.
Why are we not doing tell them why you're mad?
Because this is all about blessings, man. We're going to feel blessed about women.
You think some women don't have some things to be upset about this morning? They might want to vent to and get things off their chest.
Think so?
Yeah, man. Tell them why you're mad. It ain't negative. People want to get things off
negative?
Their chest. No.
I thought it was negative. All right, well, call us up. We got front page news. I don't know what we're going to do in front page news.
Hey, all you thoughts. Are y'all participating?
Angela Yee's not here, so we're going to talk about everything. Oh, CIA? They can hack you? Well, we'll get into it when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Well, let's get in some front page news. Now, they're saying WikiLeaks has published a new report saying the CIA can hack you through everything. Damn near computers, mobile phones, smart TVs. They're saying everything among Apple, Google, and Microsoft. They can hack you.
Why are we acting like we didn't know this?
I mean, they just released a report that said that they can. I thought we knew this for a long time.
Like regular people on social media can hack your social media account. You think social media can't hack? I mean, CIA can't hack your life? Like, seriously? Like, we didn't know this already?
I guess they're saying they could turn on your camera and your phone even when you're just on them. Now, it's not even a matter
of
social media.
That's why I don't be doing all that Snapchat face recognition. You ain't never seen me with no dog filter on my face. You know what I'm saying? I don't do that stuff. That ain't nothing but face recognition. That's all that is.
He's just an old head. Now, let's talk about this hijab.
Y'all in the system, though.
Is it called... you in the system, too? You on TV every day? What you mean? Ain't got nothing to do with no Snapchat? You think because you ain't got a dog filter, they don't know who you are?
You in the system different. They know your DNA. All right? They don't know my DNA, though.
They know your DNA.
They might know what I look like.
And you was arrested before. They definitely got your DNA.
That was years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Decades. I'm an old man. That's decades ago.
Oh, my goodness. Now, shout out to Nike made a hijab. Am I saying it right? A hijab?
Hijab.
A hijab?
I think it's a... Don't ask me. You know I can't pronounce nothing. I'm pretty sure it's hijab, though.
All right.
Drop one of Clues bombs for the hijab. Hijab. Hijab.
Well, they made a hijab for a Muslim woman. Now, if you don't know what that is, it's like a... I don't want
it's
to
like a hijab.
Wrong. It's like a hijab.
Yeah, it's fire, though.
It has a Nike logo on the side.
Can I wear one?
No.
I'm wondering that because the Nike one actually looked really dope. I saw it yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, is it religious? Angela Yee's not here. I don't know.
You know. Why would she know? Listen,
no,
it's a Nike check on it. You put a Nike check on it, black people are allowed to wear it.
I don't know. It is dope.
But it is dope.
It is dope for working
and
out.
And please, all Muslim brothers and sisters, call up here and tell us how to properly pronounce hijab.
Hijab. Right. All right.
I don't know. How you going to correct me and we don't even know?
I don't know.
You corrected me and I don't even know if I said it right and you corrected me. Hijab.
Well, we covered all bases. Either you got it right or I got it right.
Yeah, one of us got it right.
The Breakfast Club
got
it right. All right, goodness. Today is a day without a woman. Angela Yee is not in today. So tell them why you're mad. If you're upset, you need to vent 800-585-1051. Maybe your lady is not working today and you're upset about it.
Oh.
And you got to take care of all the duties in the crib.
By the way, the Statue of Liberty has gone dark. So I'm assuming the Statue of Liberty is off today as well.
She's off too?
Yeah, you didn't see that?
No.
Here in New York City, I mean, it's trending on Twitter as well, but if you Google, the Statue of Liberty has gone dark.
Wow.
She is taken off today. Day without a woman includes the Statue of Liberty.
All right. Well, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent. You need to get some things off your chest. Call us up right now. Maybe you have to go to work and you couldn't take a day off. Whatever it may be, call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. You know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hello, who's this?
Dawn.
Hey, Dawn, why are you mad today, Dawn?
Because I had to get up and go to work today. Yeah. I couldn't do International Women's Day.
But you know, there's other ways that you can participate. You know what I'm saying? You can wear red.
Wear red.
Can, make no purchases at any place other than minority-owned businesses. You can donate to causes that matter. And most importantly, you can get on the phone and, you know, make
of
calls
course,
via local senator.
Yeah, but of course, I can go to work and not work, too.
True. You should have told your boss. You should have. Listen, any woman could have said, look, tomorrow is day without a woman. I'm not coming to work. And if your boss would have tripped, yo, that could possibly be a discrimination lawsuit. He don't want them problems.
Oopsie. Oh, one more thing. The correct pronunciation of that head wrap is called hijab.
Hijab. Now, I ain't never heard hijab. Now, that sounds like something Floyd Mayweather teaches fighters.
God, stop it. Hijab. Thank you, Mama. Hijab.
Hijab.
Yes.
I don't think it's hijab, bro.
I don't know.
I ain't never heard hijab.
Hello, who's this?
What's up, man? It's TJ the Blunt Man. Did y'all get my telling why I'm blessed because my phone hung up?
Yeah,
I don't know
we got you, bro.
All right, well, then, want me to tell you why I'm mad this morning also?
You just want to cover all bases, huh?
Go ahead. Why are you mad, bro?
Man, look, how the world they got a lady day and they ain't got no male day?
See, don't start that. I hate when people do that.
I mean,
don't start that. Don't start that.
He can call and say why he's mad.
But let the women have their day. Don't start that. Because that's just like when white people say stuff like, so why we ain't got Black History Month, even though they have every other month. But I'm saying, let people have their day, bro.
They do, but us, we work hard too. We need eyes. Don't lie. Come on now.
Take a day off. We Black men. We don't need a reason to have a day off.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning.
Good morning. Tell them why you mad, Mama.
I'm mad because before the news of Trump being in office and all this craziness going on with the Jewish bomb threats, the news was covered with, you know, police brutality and African-American abuse and, you know, racial craziness that's going on, and all of a sudden it disappeared. It's time for Black people to start to stick together. Like, it's crazy. I don't know what is going on or what they're thinking, but Trump is going to make America great again. Watch.
I'm going to be honest with you, baby. I think Black people are sticking together now more than ever.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know about the media coverage of it, but I know just amongst the circles I'm in and the way I see things moving, I think Black people are sticking together more than ever now.
I see it the same. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Chaos from Tampa.
Hey, Chaos. Tell them why you mad, bro.
Well, first, I have to get surgery in, like, 2 hours. Called you guys in, like, December and about separating my shoulder and finally have to get surgery for it. But, like, the main reason I'm calling, though, Joe Budden's goofy ass on YouTube last night, I see him saying Vlad TV is the reason Tax Stone is locked up.
Vlad TV is the reason Tax Stone is locked up. Salute to my guy, Tax Stone. I talked to Tax yesterday.
Word. Yeah. That's what's up, man. According to Joe Budden. And then he says, like, knowingly, he was talking to the white dude, his little puppy dog. He's like, I don't know anything about him, so I'm just, but anyway, he's like, yeah, I'm just saying alternative facts. So he's intentionally, you know, spreading a negative narrative about Vlad or anyone for that matter. Well, but I heard that and I'm like,
well, Vlad TV isn't the reason that Tax Stone's locked up. Vlad may be the reason some other people are locked up, but not Tax Stone.
All right, man.
Yeah. To my guy Tax, man. Hold your head, bro.
Show the Joe Budden too. I just spoke to him the other day. All right.
And listen, I believe everything happens for a reason. The Statue of Liberty has gone dark on a day without a woman. A rep from the Park Service says that Statue of Liberty's darkness was due to an unexpected power failure.
Really?
Nothing happens for no reason.
Nah,
so if they had an unexpected power failure on a day without a woman, wow.
She's not working today, that's all. Well, now tell them why you blessed. 800-585-1051. If you feel blessed, you want to call us up and tell us about it. Maybe the lady in your life you feel blessed about and you want to give us some props. Whatever it may be, phone lines are open. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
Okay. Are you blessed and highly favored?
I feel blessed.
Tell the congregation at 800-585-1051.
This is a celebration.
It's The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Lorenzo.
Lorenzo, you feeling blessed today, man?
Yes, sir. I'm feeling blessed today. My wife gave birth to my baby girl yesterday.
Okay.
10 pounds, 8 ounces. She's a healthy baby girl. My wife doing good. So, yes, I'm blessed.
And your wife gave birth right on time. She can take the day off today.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
All righty, bro. Congratulations.
Have a good one.
Hello, who's this?
I've been doing this TJ the Blunt Man out of St. Augustine, Florida. Man, I'm so blessed to have a female that's a rider to have my back. You know what I'm saying? She does have to work today. She's a logistics coordinator. Her name's Taylor Rayburn. And, baby, I love you so much, and I definitely appreciate you for having my back.
Hey, that's dope, man, because most guys from Florida got a girl that will smuggle drugs for them, man. But you got you a girl that actually works.
Well, he didn't say that she doesn't smuggle drugs. He just said she's not doing that today. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up, man? It's Lamar.
Lamar, why are you so talking so hard, man? Tell him why you blessed today, bro.
Nah, I'm sick, bro. I'm not. But nah, yo.
You got to start wearing condoms, man.
Nah, baby. It's always raw.
That's why you sick.
I had some bad penis last night. I know. Listen.
What is King Gango?
Yeah, man. What up,
King Gango?
He said I had some bad penis last night. All right, King Gango.
Yeah, bro. Listen, though. Nah, I just wanted to shout out my mom today, bro. Because, like, yo, she the most beautiful person in the world. Like, I never met someone who works so hard with the least amount of help in this world, man. Like, she raised three of us by herself. You know, my dad chose to be a crackhead. And it was just crazy. Like, I work every day, and I struggle. And I don't understand how she made sure that we ate every day, made sure the bills was paid, and just made sure that we had a good childhood, even though we didn't have a lot of money. So, you know, I just think women are a blessing, and I just want to shout out all single mothers out there that do their thing for everybody.
You're right.
Spread some love like that, man.
You're right, King Gango. And I love how you said your father chose to smoke crack, because smoking crack is definitely a choice.
It was a choice the first time, but after that, your brain is just all messed up. So I think he got trapped.
Okay.
You know? But yeah, man. But that's all I wanted to say. I ain't going to say nothing crazy today.
You can call up in tomorrow. Tomorrow's Freaky Friday. You said you had some bad penis last night. I want to hear about the bad penis tomorrow. Okay, King Gango?
Hopefully I make it that far.
Tomorrow's Thursday, bro.
Lord have mercy.
Thursday, baby. Let's hope.
All right, bro.
My bad. I've been in L.A. like three times in the past 2 days. I don't know where I'm at.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this Trey Baby from East City. What's happening?
You feeling blessed, bro?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I wake up with my baby and my son every day. I got a family, man.
There you go. It.
Just got out of prison, you know what I'm saying, 2 years ago. Been out of prison 2 years off a 4-year bid. Got my baby, got my family with me. I'm good.
What you was in prison for, my brother, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, I got actually convicted for misidentification for an armed robbery in Virginia Beach. Well, I wasn't even in that city, but I was already out on bond for a robbery I did. For McDonald's, I did a year for us. So I did 4 years altogether. Hey, three for somebody else, but hey, somebody else blessed too. They ain't have to see them bars.
Well, okay. I'm glad that you out. I'm glad that you mentally strong because you know, like a lot of we've seen that kind of time ruin people, man.
Absolutely.
Rest in peace to Khalif Browder.
Absolutely. Hey, look, man, if I could, man, can I give a shout out to my city, man, Elizabeth City. We ain't got nobody rapping coming out. I'm a first lyricist that's gonna really make it.
Shout
hit it big,
out.
Man.
Shout it out. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, he said it, baby. Hey, look, can I spit something for him? Because I'm so passionate about swagging that I'm immaculate with that flow.
Well,
I done got drafted into that beach life and got paid before I passed go. Rocking up skinny jeans, oh no. Purple label tag was on my polo. I'm so fresh and clean on my grown thing, I ain't even sagging no more. But I'm still shining bright like street lights. Think I'm lying, better think twice, because I cruise smooth as them beach bikes and that pink and rainbow light beam lights. Whole team cleaner than bleach white. Laid on for that street life. I'm going to get this money, I'm going to make this hit so I ain't never got to see three strikes. Put a period on my prison sentence. It'll free the boy, now we can get the business. My intuition ain't intuition on shooting stars. Can you dig it, Pampin? He ain't fresh at all. You don't practice what you preach, boy. Seven words for ya. I'ma do this for EC, boy.
I'm not gonna lie. You sound all right, but I feel like you owe the world more after being in prison for 4 years.
I got you. Hey, man, the story's coming. It's called 4 years later. Hit me up on Instagram, IG, TreyBaby03, man.
I don't know if the world need another rapper, but God bless you.
Hey, let him do what he wants to. Now, when we come back, we got rumors on the way. We'll talk about this picture of Sierra and her husband's face is way up in her ass.
Yes, first of all, that is the perfect picture for National Women's Day because that's where every man should have their face today, up a woman's ass.
All right, we'll talk about it when we come back. We'll talk about the pic. Have you seen it? If not, I mean, I'm sure
the pic looks stupid, man.
Hashtag Sierra.
I don't care that it's Sierra and Russell Wilson. They look stupid, and I hate Sierra's fan base.
It's a pregnancy photo.
Listen, I hate Sierra's fan base. You know how Rihanna got the Navy and Beyonce got the Beehive? Sierra got the Crickets, and I hate all the damn Crickets.
Oh, my goodness. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Yes. Tory Lanez with Love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Yee is not here. It's a day without a woman, so she took the day off.
Yeah, drop one of Clue's bombs for all the women participating in Day Without a Woman. All the men participating in Day Without a Woman by supporting, by wearing red and making purchases at minority-owned businesses and calling your local senators and mayors and stuff
there you
like
go.
That.
All right, well, let's get into the rumors. Let's talk Sierra.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Now, yesterday, Sierra posted a picture that has Twitter and social media going crazy. Now, it's a picture of her pregnant. She's naked. Well, she actually has a bottom on. Her son, she's holding her son. Her son is naked. And behind her, kneeling down, is Russell Wilson, her husband. And people are pissed off about this picture.
The picture just looks stupid. I mean, I don't care that it's Russell Wilson. I don't care that it's Sierra. I just think it's a dumb looking picture.
Nah, it's a pregnancy photo, and that's art to her. That's how she feels.
Y'all gonna have to stop chalking everything up to art. This is art.
That's art. When a woman is pregnant, seeing them beauty naked just looks amazing, and she's holding her naked child, and Russell Wilson is showing his support by holding the belly in his ring. Yeah, that's a union.
Yeah, the man is kissing. He's kissing her ass.
What's the matter with kissing? You never kiss your wife's ass?
There's nothing wrong with kissing her ass. Okay. But, you know, the only thing that throws this picture off is another man's son is in it, butt naked. And this man's this man's hands is awfully close to another man's son's ass.
You don't think he never wiped his son's
ass? This ain't changing the diaper. Could we stop? This is context. Look at context here.
There's no context. Okay? She is holding the naked baby, and that's his son, too.
Well, listen, God bless them. They just look stupid to me. I can only tell you how I feel. Now, if people like it, cool. If they like it, that's what's most important. But I'm just telling you, when somebody showed me this picture yesterday, that's all I said. This looks stupid. And no. I just went back to doing what I was
doing. It's a pregnancy photo. So if your wife wanted you to pose like that, you wouldn't do it?
Absolutely not. I don't even think she could convince me to do it. Hey, I want you to get naked and get behind me and act like you kissing my ass and then put my hands on my stomach and I'm going to hold the baby naked. I'd be like, man, what if you don't take a regular picture?
That's art. Shut up.
It's not art. Everything ain't art.
It is art.
And by the way, Sierra has the most annoying fan base on social media. I just want to throw that out there.
What do they call themselves?
Listen, Rihanna has the Navy. Beyonce has the Beehive. Nicki Minaj has the Barbs. Sierra's got the Crickets.
They're not called the Crickets.
And the reason Sierra's Crickets are the most annoying fan base on social media is because they got so much to say but don't support Sierra with record sales. If y'all put the same energy into buying records as y'all do about slandering people that got something negative to say about Sierra, Sierra would still be relevant musically. Okay? Crickets. Sierra's Crickets.
All right, they're not called the Crickets.
Well, they call the Crickets from here on out. I don't know what they call themselves, but we call them the Crickets.
All right, Blac Chyna. Let's move on to Blac Chyna. She seeks custody for her child, Dream. She's claiming that Rob isn't stable enough. She says she's just not certain about him at times, and she wants to make sure that she has full custody of the kid. I mean, that's it.
What happened, huh?
I'll tell you about Blac Chyna, man. You listening?
No, I wasn't.
All right, Blac Chyna, she wants custody of the baby. She says Rob is unstable.
Okay. That whole family's unstable. We knew this already. What's the problem?
All right, but that's what she wants. And also, lastly, Hidden Figures looks like it may be coming to Broadway. So if you love the movie, it might be on Broadway starting next year, which will be dope. A lot of I haven't seen it yet. Have you seen it?
Absolutely not. Drop on the Clues Bombs for Hidden Figures.
You said absolutely not?
I haven't had time. I really haven't. Only movie I've seen in the past 3 months is Get Out. I went to the theater to see Get Out. I did not have time to go see Fences. I haven't seen Hidden Figures. I saw Moonlight on my TV the other day, though.
Did you?
Yeah, it was on demand. It was on one of them channels, Amazon or Hulu or something. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I haven't had a chance to see Hidden Figures yet. I want to, though.
All right. Well, that is the rumors. Now, when we come back, we got some front page news. We'll tell you about the CIA. It looks like they can hack anything. Your computer, your phone, your tablet, all that. We'll tell you all about it. And, of course, today is a day without a woman. We'll tell you how you can support. All right? Don't go anywhere. It's the Breakfast. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
And just let the record show that today is day without a woman. And women will say they're going to do things and actually do them. Envy, you teased Safari and never even did the Safari store. Just want to throw that out there.
We didn't tease Safari.
Oh, you didn't tease Safari? Mm-mm. So where'd I hear that at?
I don't know.
I heard that somewhere.
No.
You said Safari on Wendy Williams.
Nope.
Huh? Oh, y'all edited it. Oh, okay. That's y'all dumbass thing. Don't be recording stuff and then going to edit it and then going to get mad like
this
I don't know what's going on.
Crazy.
I'm not crazy.
You are crazy.
Y'all trying to make somebody seem like they're crazy.
No, you
but
are
you
crazy.
Know good and well we had that conversation but then edited it out. Like, I'm going to look at me in my eye and tell me I'm stupid. Like, I'm in the sunken place.
All right. Well, today is a day without a woman, and there are women that are not going to work today. There are 16 public schools closed in Virginia, some in North Carolina, and at least one preschool in Brooklyn. They're asking if you want to support and you cannot take the day off, just wear red. At our juice bar in Brooklyn.
What if you're a crip?
277 Malcolm X. I'm giving juices to all women all day long, one per customer.
What if you're a crip who want to support?
You got to wear red.
Listen, all I'm saying is salute to all the women that's participating in Day Without a Woman's Day. I don't see the problem. I'm seeing so many negative comments. Maybe it's just my social media. I'm like, why do people care? Like, I hate when people sit around and discuss problems all the time, but then when somebody tries to present a solution, y'all shoot that down too. Y'all just don't want to be happy.
I mean, I think it's a great thing. I think women taking off really shows how much they're needed.
Listen, if you don't got no better ideas, shut the hell up.
I'm with you.
How about that?
I'm with
How about that?
You. Now, WikiLeaks publishes secret CIA files saying that they can hack into everything, meaning your computers, your phones, your smart TVs, even your car. They can see exactly where you're going. They can listen to your conversations if they wanted to. Now, some of the biggest companies that they can hack into are Apple, Google, and Microsoft.
Why is this a surprise to people? We live in a generation where you can call an Uber anywhere. You can pull up GPS. It'll tell you exactly where you're at. You can talk to Siri. She know where you're at. Why is this surprising anybody? People can hack your social media accounts. You think CIA can't hack your life?
Yeah, absolutely. Come they can on, hack. Man. They can hack anything they want to. They can hack the computers. They can hack everything. But now it's documented that they absolutely positively can. So now it's like a form of proof. So now people can actually see.
Big brother, baby.
Yeah, absolutely.
The eye in the sky. Like, I don't see the problem here. We been know you was getting watched.
All right, well.
How many people done seen you naked? And you don't even know it?
I'm sure. Now people seen you naked?
Yeah. Don't I live in the same place you live called Earth?
Oh, I said the same place I live. I said, you live with me? Is this something you want to share?
I got an Apple TV at the crib.
I live in the same place you live.
I got an iPhone. Okay. Goodness. They watching me too.
Goodness gracious.
All right.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, let's talk about this picture. 800-585-1051. Yesterday, Ciara posted a pregnancy photo. It's Ciara, her baby Future, and Russell Wilson. Now, Ciara's standing there. She's wearing like a little underwear. Her baby is, how old is little baby Future? Maybe what?
At least 7.
Is he that old?
I don't know. He looks 7 in this picture.
Yeah, he looks tall as hell.
Boy, look big as hell. He looked too big to be naked with another man in the room with him naked and his hands that close to his ass.
Well, he is naked, and Russell Wilson is standing behind him. He's also naked with his face in her back or her butt. What?
This ain't even a family portrait. I want you to know that.
That is a family portrait.
How can you prove that's Russell Wilson? It's just like, remember that old picture back in the day where somebody was holding Janet Jackson's breast? We don't know who that was.
Right, that's true. But that is a pregnancy photo, and people got upset about it. They said it was foul. They said Russell Wilson shouldn't be that close to another man's naked child. But it's a pregnancy photo. It's art. It's artsy.
I'm not even going to go that deep with it.
What?
Just my initial reaction when I saw it was, that looks stupid.
Well,
I could care if it was, I don't care if that was Ciara, I don't care if it was Russell Wilson, I don't care who kid it was. I'm just telling you, when I initially saw it, I said, that looks stupid.
Well, 800-585-1051, what did you think of the picture? Do you think all pregnancy photos look stupid?
No, but this one does.
No, it
does. And I saw another one I posted on my Instagram yesterday that looked equally as stupid. It's a guy doing the same exact thing.
It doesn't look
stupid. I want to be in the picture. Okay,
but it's not about you. It's about the beautiful
woman. Take a picture by yourself,
then. Naked, that's pregnant. No, she wants the whole family involved. There's all nothing right. wrong with
would
that.
Would you do it?
No.
Okay, then. So why are you up here defending it if you wouldn't even do it?
I don't see nothing wrong with it.
That's my thing,
you know
too.
What? If my wife asked me to do it, I would do it.
Well.
I would definitely do it.
God bless Russell Wilson and God bless Ciara Wilson, but this picture just looks stupid.
So 800-585-1051. If you haven't seen the picture, you can go to Shade Room. You could go to Boil Alert. You could go to Famous. They all have the picture up. Let us know what you think. 800-585-1051.
And Team Ciara, a.k.a. Ciara's Crickets. Call up with your slander.
They're not calling crickets.
Yes, they are. Rihanna got her Navy. Ciara got her crickets.
We gonna play Ciara right now? Wow. All right. Well,
one spin she's gotten in 2 years. And she had to get half naked to do it.
All right. Here's Ciara. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was DJ Khaled for free. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Good morning.
Now, if you just joined us, in the rumors, we talked about a picture that Ciara posted yesterday. It's her pregnancy photo. She is, she has her bottoms on. Her top is naked.
She's got underwear on. Her belly. Russell Wilson's behind her kissing her ass.
He's not kissing her ass.
He's got her hands on her stomach. She got Future big old boy butt naked.
Yes.
She's covering his ass. Russell's fingers is awfully close to the young boy's butt crack. And the picture just looks stupid.
It doesn't look stupid. Look artsy. It's a pregnancy photo.
Y'all, why do we chalk everything up to art? Everything ain't art. Some things just look stupid. But listen,
right.
but it's all subjective too. Art is subjective as
it
well.
It is.
So some people may look at a painting and be like, oh, that's dope.
And some people
may look at a painting
stupid.
And be like, that looks stupid. I don't get it. I'm one of those people that look at this picture and I say, that's stupid. I don't get it. To me, that looks like something that should be kept in the house.
I think all women that expose their body while they're naked, I think it looks beautiful. It looks art. And him standing behind her, he's exposing his ring. He's holding his baby. They're holding Future's baby.
I don't have nothing wrong. I don't see nothing wrong with women taking pregnancy photos. I'm just saying this picture in particular looks stupid.
What looks stupid about it?
The fact that you can't even see Russell Wilson's face. You know what I'm saying?
You can't see the baby's face either.
How do you
convince? It's about the mom and the fact that she's pregnant.
Would you do it? You got to stop defending it if you wouldn't do it.
If my wife asked me to do it, I would do it.
No. You're not going to ask no questions? You're not going to say why? How do you even have that conversation? Look, this is the picture we're going to take, right? Everybody's going to get naked. I'm going to just keep my underwear on. I want you to get behind me. Mm-hmm. Your face isn't in the picture. You know what I'm saying? You got to put your face in my ass, put your hands on my stomach, then I'm going to hold the baby naked, and then we just going to take pictures.
I'm going to say, sure, babe, whatever you want.
Man, shut up. You remember when Mariah Carey was in here, and she had her own lighting director?
I remember.
And I said to her, I was like, hey, you got your own lighting director? She was like, yes, turn all the lights off. And I said, but then only people, they only going to be able to see you. And she goes, that's the point, darling. That didn't seem stupid.
It did.
This is kind of what this picture
is.
Yes, exactly the same thing.
No, it's not.
I ain't showing nobody's face gonna be seen but mine.
It's not about you, it's about the person pregnant.
Well, listen, all I'm saying is this picture looks stupid. God bless them, but it looks stupid. And to all Sierra's fans who I call Sierra's crickets, y'all are stupid too. But if y'all like it, why do y'all care what we think?
Hello, who's this?
Makara.
Hey, what do you think about the picture?
I think it would have been more tasteful if they would have left the baby out.
You think they should have just left the baby out?
Yeah, they could have just did that with them too. They don't have to have the baby with them.
I agree.
Not unless you're trying to put the future off. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like, you know, and Russell Wilson as a man, I just feel like he'd be doing too much with another man's
but
son.
But that's bro. Their child. That's his son too.
They still be doing too much with another man's child, man.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Trey from St. Louis.
Hey, what do you think about that picture, man?
First of all, I think Russell Wilson, he's a weak man for playing along with Sierra's spiteful gang. You know, he shouldn't be involved in that.
You think it's out of spite?
They have to be in the picture. Yeah, it's out of spite. He weak for playing along with it.
I can see that. I can see why people would think
it'd
be out of spite.
What is he supposed to do? His wife wants to do a family portrait.
He should say, look, Sierra,
She's not with Future anymore.
He should say, I'm not comfortable doing this with another man's son. First of all, Russell Wilson got like a $90 million contract.
But they family.
No. Let's talk about
family.
This. Okay, we're family. Right. Russell has a $90 million contract. Who should really be calling the shots in that house?
Okay, all right. Well, let's bring it to real life. You make a lot of bread. Who calls the shots in your house?
Yeah, but my wife ain't Sierra. All right? My wife go upside my head. Sierra.
How you know Sierra right? go upside his head?
Sierra ain't going upside nobody's head. Okay? Sierra, listen, God bless Sierra, but Sierra done got lucky twice. Okay? She tried it with Future. She got pregnant, had a baby. That didn't work out. Now she got her a nice little duck named Russell Wilson. She got pregnant by him, and now she's living the life. She won.
It was lucky more than twice. She started off with, she had, well, Bow Wow.
She ain't get pregnant by Bow Wow.
Oh, 50 Cent.
That don't count either. Don't count until you had a baby.
Oh, okay.
She got the baby with Future. She got the baby with Russell. Powerball lottery twice. She's won.
800-585-1051. Did you see the picture of Sierra? What did you think? If you didn't see the picture, you could go to Shade Room. You could go to Ball Alert. You could go to Famalist. Check out the picture. Let us know what you think. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, The Breakfast Club AM just posted the picture that we're talking about this morning.
I'm not posting it because I don't want my nobody to report me as spam, and I don't want Twitter to flag me. Because this picture is definitely inappropriate.
Now, we're talking about her pregnancy photo she released yesterday. She's naked with just the bottom on.
Mm-hmm.
She's holding her son, Future. Ooh, how old do you think Future is?
This little boy got to be at least 12.
He's not that old.
From what I see right here,
he
this little
big.
Boy.
He look,
this
he
little
do,
boy is at least 12 years
big.
Old.
He look a little 15. Right. He like 7.
This boy is 12 years old, man. This boy 12, man.
He's like 5.
Whatever he is, he's too big to be in this picture butt naked with Russell Wilson's hand so close to his ass.
All right, so we're asking, what do you think of the picture? Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Man, that's wrong, man. And I'm going to tell you the reason why. Like, I'm a man, and I got two children. And my kid's mother remarried and got pregnant and then posted a naked picture with any of my children and her new husband, man, that would drive me crazy. That's just disrespect to men, period. That's just disrespect to the fathers. That's just disrespect to the way, the rules of being a man. Russell Wilson should understand the rules of being a man. He shouldn't be doing nothing like that, man, in my opinion.
You bring
but
up,
it would drive me crazy.
In your opinion, you bring up great points because I wonder how I would feel if that was actually their child. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing that really throws me off about it, the fact that that's another man's son.
But Russell Wilson's been acting like the daddy from the baby with
two. I don't care what he's acting like.
You know, so it's a pregnancy photo. It's their family photo. He is the dad now, stepdad. He's
Future ain't dead, bro.
Future's not dead, but
And what that last caller said make a lot of sense. She could just be doing all that out of spite. You know what I'm saying? You never know.
Hello, who's this?
This is Tara from Indianapolis.
Hey, what do you think of the picture?
Well, when I was pregnant and I wanted to take maternity pictures, my fiance would not have gone for something like that. Like, you know, famous people are already in the limelight. You already have people, like, taking that chance stuff. Why would you take something that's so intimate? I got you if you guys are comfortable being at home like that. However, you know, it's just there's some things that shouldn't be shared with the world.
That's what I said. I said that seemed like a picture that should be in the house. Like that's something you put in your bathroom or something.
Yeah, it's very, I don't know what the word, intimate, I guess. I think it should have been for home use, but she wanted to share it to the world.
Hey, that's interesting, too. Your fiance didn't even... Oh, damn, that's interesting, because he didn't even want to take it with his own child?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Hello, who's this?
Sharifa.
Hey, Sharifa, what are you thinking about that picture?
Okay, it's cool if she want to keep that in her house. Don't put it where everybody else can see it. It looks awkward. No big ass baby like that. Be on your gut with your new baby in it. Wow, your husband is gripping your gut. No,
it's not her gut. It's her stomach. It's her pregnancy. Man, it's her stomach. That's the baby. That's
her.
Listen to the women. You are absolutely right, baby, because that was my initial reaction. It looks stupid, and that looked like something that should be in the house. Even if, like, just put it in your bathroom.
Nobody, you won't have to worry about nobody else saying nothing.
There you go.
Keep it in your house.
There you go.
All right. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
My name is Kimberly.
Hey, Kimberly, what do you think of the picture?
I like the picture. I call it anatomical escapes. Could you imagine she blew a fart?
What's wrong with you, man?
I love the members of the Breakfast Club. I love y'all.
Like, baby, hold on, wait.
What's wrong with you, man? Goodbye. What's the moral of the story? Goodness gracious.
The moral of the story is Rihanna got her Navy, Beyonce got her Beehive, and Ciara got her Crickets. That's the name of all Ciara's fans, Crickets. Especially them little annoying mother effers on social media. And if y'all love Ciara so much, put that same energy into buying her records that y'all do into people who got something negative to say about her and Russell Wilson. Not even negative, just have a different opinion. If I think the picture's stupid and I think they should have kept this to themselves, that's my opinion. If you like it and you love it, great. But don't slander me because of my opinion. Because I don't knock you for not buying Ciara's records, do I?
Well, she likes it. She considers it art. And if she likes it, we love it.
Whatever. All right. I could care less.
We got rumors on the way, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Scaff, Beezy, Safari. He was on.
We really going to talk about it this time?
Yeah.
Are y'all going to announce it and then make me seem crazy because we ain't talking about it?
We didn't talk about it last time. I don't know what you're talking about, but we're going to get into Safari and what he said on Wendy Williams about Nicki Minaj, so don't go anywhere. It's the Breakfast Club. Come on.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Now, Safari, Scaff, Beezy. He was on Wendy Williams' show yesterday.
Who the hell is Safari, Scaff, Beezy? Explain to the people who that is.
They know who Scaff Beezy is from Love & Hip Hop.
You said it like you said Beyonce or Madonna. Like
he's from Love & Hip Hop. That's Nicki Minaj's ex.
Okay.
Now, he was on Wendy Williams' show yesterday, and he was talking about everything, his new career, what happened between them, and what he thought about the diss record.
I like how you made that sound just now. You should be a PR. He was on there talking about Nicki Minaj. You talk about, he's on there talking about everything.
Well, that's everything.
His new career. Yeah, he's talking about Nicki Minaj.
He was talking about Love & Hip Hop. He mentioned that, too. But he did talk about saying that he helped her with all her work. We have audio? Let's play it.
As far as that whole process goes, you know, it was a collaborative effort. It's not like she doesn't sit there and do absolutely nothing. But, you know, I definitely was a helping force in everything that had to do with creating music, you know, so.
So 12 years together and she became famous to us during this time. Did you help her with virtually 100% of the music that she
Of course, everything.
Well, listen, it comes a point in time where you have to say to yourself, if I'm on these shows and they keep asking me about Nicki, then I'm not doing enough for myself.
Well, you know, that's the most important thing, I'm sure, because Remy Ma just dropped a sheath of records. So they wanted to know about that, who helped her with her records. And maybe that's the reason she hasn't replied, because Safari's not there to help her to write it.
Yeah, but if he had a lot of things really going for himself, it'd be a lot more to talk about. That wouldn't be the most interesting point in the interview. Anything else?
Not this week. Now, he also talked about what ended their relationship.
Oh, more Nicki. Okay.
The last, like, year and a half, it's like it just got really different. We just grew apart, you know what I'm saying? We just grew apart, and Meek, he had a lot to do with it, with me and her breaking up. And the last album, whether people know or not, I was a part of the whole creating process of it up until the last month and a half of it, you know?
Okay.
Because in the last month, that's when we just were going through all the songs and stuff, and then I found out that there was two songs with him on the album, and I'm like, where did these
two songs don't make a romance, though.
I just had an instinct. I had an intuition that, you know, there was more to it.
He followed his woman's intuition.
The women's intuition.
And by the way, Wendy's very late. Right? We've been interviewed Safari and asked those questions. We did that interview. When we did that? 2015?
Yeah, 2015.
Like January of 2015.
Yeah, it's coming back up now.
Nicki wasn't happy about that interview either, by the way.
No, she wasn't. And I don't think she's happy about this interview because Safari said that Nicki's team tried to block him.
Is she paranoid? How do you think she feels about this interview?
They tried to stop it, so
Oh, her camp tried to stop it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that sounds pretty accurate. But I'm going to tell y'all something, man. Mm-hmm. I want y'all to really, really, really remember this. Don't let none of that distract you from the fact that it's been damn near a week and a half and Nicki Minaj still has not responded to Remy Ma.
Well, according to TMZ, Nicki Minaj, they said that she is not going to respond. They said Remy Ma has released a bunch of lies and accusations that aren't true, so she is not responding. They said she is not hiding. In fact, she's doing the opposite. She's all over the place in Paris for Fashion Week, and she's not going to respond.
Nicki ain't got no balls. Nicki let MC Shan down. You let Roxanne Shanté down. You let Nas down. You let 50 Cent down. You let Ja Rule down. You let LL Cool J down. You let all of these great rappers from Queens who have been involved in some of the most historic hip-hop beefs ever down because you didn't even reply.
Well, maybe when she comes back, she'll reply.
And she ain't got the bars. That's all it boils down to. You scared. If you scared, say you scared. You don't want it with Remy Ma. It's okay. It happens.
Now, in some other news, New Edition is going on tour. That's right. The Family Affair Tour. And guess what they're bringing with them?
New Edition.
The cast of New Edition. I don't know how this is going
to
work.
I said that yesterday to somebody.
But how is that going
to
work?
Because I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they were saying how the cast of New Edition runs around like they're really New Edition.
Right, but how are they going to perform? They can't perform. They can't perform New Edition's own.
You crazy. If I was New Edition, put it like this. New Edition is at that age where they get tired.
Okay.
So if I don't got to perform all the Candy Girl, if I can just do half of it and then let the little young boys take it away, young boys. Old men for council, young men for war, okay? I'd love that.
No, people want to see New Edition, not the cast.
Why not? As long as Ronnie and Mike and Ricky and Ralph and Bobby and Johnny are on stage, direct the young boys, let them dance. That'll probably be interesting to do, interesting to see. Watching them coach them on how to do their dance moves on stage. I've been to about 7 New Edition concerts. I'm cool.
All right. And lastly, O.J. Simpson. It looks like he could be released as early as October.
What's that mean?
I don't know. They just gave it to me. I don't do rumors. They put it in front of me. They said O.J. Simpson should be released in October. I don't even know what O.J.'s doing.
Simpson, one of the most stupid people I've ever met in my life. Never met him, but he just seems stupid.
Yeah,
okay? The reason I say he's stupid, you get away with killing a white woman in America and then you commit another crime? He's a fool.
Yeah,
he should have been. We shouldn't even be talking about O.J. Simpson. We should not know where O.J. Simpson is at. O.J. Simpson should be on somebody's island somewhere 20 years ago minding his damn business.
Well, he'll be out in October. You can tell him that when he gets home.
Nope.
All right.
What the hell I want to be around O.J. Simpson for?
I don't know. I didn't pick that story. They picked it for me. They just put it in front of me. I read it. I don't know. All right. Well, that is the rumors. Now, Charlamagne.
Yes.
Donkey today. Who you giving your donkey to?
I just want to have a conversation with all of these people who got something negative to say about the Day Without a Woman Day. I'd like for y'all to come to the front of a congregation. We'd like to have a word with you. Because maybe you may not know
okay.
why these young ladies are taking the day off.
Well, explain it to them when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
For the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly.
The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey of the day for Wednesday, March 8th goes to all you fools who have something negative to say about today being Day Without a Woman Day, okay? I've been watching social media, and I saw at Shop Brown Sugar, y'all can go slander him. He said, pointless cause, this will not make a lasting impact because it doesn't address the root cause of the issues we face in America. At Surge NYC13, you can go slander him too. He said, why don't take this march to Iran? Women in America have very equal rights, and statistics prove so. At Surge NYC13, I'm repeating that one. At Cash Cato says we should do a day without men and see which day has a bigger effect. At Tida Golden Child says women will not stop hoeing today because they live for that. Look, here's the thing, man. If you don't have any other solution, shut the hell up. Okay, I can't stand people who sit around and discuss problems all day but don't present any solutions. These young ladies have put together a plan. Okay, they are presenting a solution. What are you doing except complaining? The Dalai Lama once said, if there is no solution to the problem, then don't waste time worrying about it. If there is a solution to the problem, then don't waste time worrying about it. If these young ladies feel like they have a solution to the problems that we are facing in society, why are y'all worried about it? Let the young ladies do their thing. I don't care about having a day without men. This isn't a competition. Let's have a day without men and see what affects the world more. My man, who gives a damn about that kind of pettiness, okay? Since our celebrity in chief has been president, honestly, the people I've seen take charge and put actual plans together have been women, okay? All the calls to action I've seen to help us progress lately have been women. You know, could it be that maybe some men or even some women who have something negative to say about, you know, the Women's March or today's day without women, maybe, just maybe, you all are just jealous because you didn't come up with the ideas? Look, I learned a long time ago you can get a lot more accomplished when you stop worrying about who gets the credit for it. Okay, let the women do their thing. And if you aren't totally understanding what the Day Without Women March, well, not March, but what the Day Without Women is about, let's throw to Tamika D. Mallory for this message, please.
If I see that white folks are concerned, then people of color need to be terrified. And what we're seeing right now, particularly in the Women's March, is that there are a lot of white women and white people who are saying what is happening with our country is very dangerous. And we know that the most marginalized communities will, in fact, be impacted first. So on March 8th, we, on International Women's Day, women across the world are being asked to stay home, no paid labor or unpaid labor, because we do a lot of things that we're not paid for, and to specifically refrain from purchasing products and items from big box stores, from, you know, corporations, and try to support small businesses and local businesses. And lastly, we're asking folks to wear the color red. So even if you have to go to work, you can wear red in solidarity. And still, even if you have to go to work, pack your lunch. Figure out ways not to spend money unless you are supporting, again, a small business.
Dropping the clues bombs for the Day Without Women, damn it.
Absolutely.
It's a solution, okay? Fear is the lack of faith in one's ability to create powerful solutions. These women aren't scared. Okay, they are creating solutions, and I salute them and support them because problems are meant to be solved. But unfortunately, a lot of people choose to complain, worry, and cry about problems instead of presenting solutions. So I want to tell all of you complaining, worrying, and crying about the Women's Day off to suck my dick, kiss my ass, and find a way to support the day. Because if you're not trying to be part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Please give everyone who has something negative to say about the Day Without Women the biggest hee-haw, please. And by the way, if you don't think certain things are meant to happen, the Statue of Liberty had a power failure or something this morning, and it went dark.
Yeah, it did.
Okay, so even the Statue of Liberty is taking the day off.
Well, you have it.
All right. She's taking the woman's day off.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We usually do Ask Yee here, but Angela's not here, so it's Ask C&E. You got a question, you need some advice. 800-585-1051.
Call your Uncle Charla and your cousin Envy and see what's happening.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's your name, Mama?
Nicole.
Nicole, what's your problem?
So I'm living with my parents and I'm living with my man, right?
How old are you?
So I'm 26.
26, you live with your parents and your man.
Yeah. But the situation is that I pay the bills in the house, right?
Oh, that's what everybody who lives with their parents says.
I'm serious.
Go ahead.
Damn. All right, so I've been with my man for like 7 years and now he moved out of nowhere.
That's not out of nowhere. He don't want to live with your parents no more. I congratulate him for being a grown-ass man who don't want to live with somebody's parents.
But what you mean? I said all the bills.
Girl, you need to get your own apartment and pay your own bills.
Why did he say he left?
He didn't even say it because he said he's tired of this.
Duh, so, he lives with your parents.
Yeah, he can't knock you off like he wants to because you can't scream. He doesn't want to live with your parents, Mama.
I want to feel like a man. I can't feel like a man living with your parents and you paying all the bills.
But what is my family going to do?
What do you mean? What is your family going to do?
Why don't y'all both move out and get your own place?
But I'm the one that supports my family.
Lord have mercy. You Mexican? What are you? Spanish?
You racist.
Why am I racist?
She's Latino.
You Spanish, right?
Why is always a Mexican thing?
But you Latino, right?
Yes.
All right, listen, man. It comes a point in time where Latino families got to stop depending on one paycheck. All right? That's just all it boils down to.
Try to get into an apartment with him. He just doesn't want to be under your parents.
You can't be mad at that man for wanting to be a man. I don't want to live with your parents while you paying all the bills.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up? This is Shay.
Hey, Shay, what's your question, Mama?
So my question is, I'm not supposed to be a friend, though.
You said, well,
no, you're not.
I'm not supposed to be us. Okay? So If your man, right, he wants you to caress his nipples, like, you don't mind it, but you don't really like that going on extra with it, because I feel like I'm treating him like a or something, you know?
If that man want his nipples caressed, caress his nipples.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little caressing of nipples, and you should lick it, too.
When I know, Listen, but do we have to go all in with it?
Listen, when you want your butt eaten, does he complain?
Does he eat the butt?
All right, you right.
All right. What's wrong with you, girl?
And you might want to try eating his butt. You might like that, too.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
Oh, come on now. Y'all way past the stage of learning now. Y'all should be grown. Caress that man nipples.
Hey, it's just something new to learn every day now. Come on.
You are right, but you should lick his nipples, caress his nipples, and lick his butt.
I wish a woman would complain about me wanting my nipples caressed when I'm eating her butt.
I would too. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this Slick out of Florida.
Man, turn your radio down, man. What's your question for Charlene or C&E?
So, My girl has a man best friend, but I don't know how I feel about
it. Is he gay?
No.
All right, then. You should shut that down.
You should shut that down immediately.
Unless all y'all friends, are all of y'all friends?
I mean, we all went to school together.
I ain't asked you that. I said all of y'all friends. Do y'all hang out? Do y'all kick it? Huh? Hello?
He hung up.
Oh, he went to go get his gun. Yeah, damn, I ain't wanted to go that far.
But he's definitely hating on him on the low, so you should definitely get rid of that situation. Unless he's gay, no, you can't have any male friends.
There's no such thing. Listen, when you got friends of the opposite sex, all of y'all got to be friends. All my close Absolutely. Female friends, my wife is close with, too. They all cool together.
Right.
All right? That's the way it works.
800-585-1051. If you need advice, call C&E right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, it's usually Ask Yee, but Angela Yee's not here, so it's Ask C&E. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
What's up, bro? What's your question?
Hey, yo, my question is, okay, so my girl is, like, every second of the day, like, she has to see what I'm doing. Like, say, I there's nothing wrong. I didn't cheat on her or nothing like that, but I spent, like, 18 hours with her. You know, and then as soon as I leave her house, she's calling me, and she got to be on the phone. Like, she don't even say nothing. She's like, oh, well, I just want to see what you was doing, nothing more, nothing less. But if I say bye, she's like, oh, well, you don't want to spend time with me, or you don't want to talk to me. It's like, I don't have time for myself. Like, what should I do?
My brother, you got to be honest with your uncle now. Be honest with me. Have you got caught cheating on him?
He said no.
I need him to be honest.
Okay, I haven't got caught cheating, but she went through my messages and saw a girl saying that she wants to suck my.
See, this is what I hate when y'all try to make women seem to be crazy and they not crazy.
You gotta be honest with us.
You know what she? You know why she on you, bro?
I'm keeping it, but this is before she caught that though.
Nah. Women's intuition told her that if she don't keep that whip on you, then you possibly may go get your pee-pee sucked by another woman. And then she read the messages and it confirmed it.
Yep.
My intuition. But that's like months ago.
Doesn't matter. It never leaves. You did it to yourself, bro.
Yeah, and your woman don't really love you if she's not acting like your probation officer. Men need that. At least I know I need it. I need to be micromanaged.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Dee Marie. Hi, Charlamagne. Hi, DJ Envy.
Good morning. Hey, what's your question, mama?
So, basically, I know everyone does music. Everybody and a great aunt. Like, everybody.
Get a job.
Go ahead.
Get a job.
I do have a job.
Get
a
job. Are you a rapper?
I do everything, my guy.
Okay. Get a job.
No, let her explain. Go ahead, mama. How old are you?
Come on, Charlamagne. I know you, and I think you. I love you for that, for being yourself. Like, but you know, my question is just like, how do I market myself? Like, I understand everybody out there does it.
Well, how old are you, first of all?
I'm 21.
Oh, she got a little time.
I think you should get a job, and you should pass out mixtapes at your job.
I do. I have a job. I'm a college student, so definitely being on campus helps. But it's just.
What's your major?
It's human services. I graduate in May, and then I'm transferring to do my bachelor's in social work. So okay. I'm doing things to make sure if certain things don't work out, you know what I mean? I can fall back on human services, but like.
Well, do you rap or sing, mama?
I do both.
Well, let me hear something right fast.
Hear something right now? Okay. So, ready?
Yep.
Okay. They want me to keep it PG. They want me to keep it PC, politically correct. They probably want to try to control
me. Okay. About this plan A. You're in school.
You should let plan A go.
All right. You're in school. You got a job. No, keep plan A. Don't worry about plan B. See, this is the thing.
Now, plan A was her rap career.
No, plan A is not your rap career, is it?
No, it isn't.
Okay, good. Yeah, good. So about this plan A. Listen, stick to your plan A. Your plan B is not going
to
really work out. It's good that you're in school. It's good that you have a job. Now, you can do all of that rap stuff as a hobby, maybe.
Hobby, yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because in the pursuit of your dreams, you have to deal with your reality. You're dealing with your reality by going to school.
There you go.
And, you know, you'll eventually have a job. But, you know, if I was you, I wouldn't focus on that plan B unless it's a pill that you pop because somebody nutted in you at school one day.
There you go. But good luck with everything.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Have a blessed day.
I think he was pretty honest with him. Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Milana.
Hey, Milana. How you doing this morning?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you so much for picking up. I listen to you guys every morning inappropriately with my 11 and 9-year-old.
Hey, man, if Sierra can take a picture butt-naked with her 11-year-old, you can listen to the radio with yours.
11. Oh, boy, what's your question? Have no idea. My thing is, I just heard what was said about the Women's Day. It was like, what was it, the hee-haw of the day?
Donkey of the day.
Donkey of the day.
Yeah, now, we can tell you listen every day.
I was born in Russia, okay? Now, March 8th, I came here when I was 5. March 8th is a day of flowers, okay? It's not a day to take a day off. If you want to take a day off.
Hey, we're not allowing no Russians to hack our days. Okay? No, we're not doing this. You're not manipulating this day the way y'all manipulated our election.
I'm totally with you. Please don't hang up on me. I'm totally with you.
Just know March 8th is a day without a woman, and March 9th, we celebrate Biggie's life.
That's it. That's the way it goes in America. Okay?
Biggie Smalls, okay? I put 4 carrots in my baby girl's ears.
There you go.
She got hip-hop facts.
But don't try to distract us from the fact that y'all hacked the election.
You did.
Okay, well, you know, I didn't have any part in that, so I just don't have any evidence, so whatever. But... I'm telling you right now that March 8th is a day of love and appreciation for women. And if you want to take a day off, take a personal day, have a holiday, take a sick day. Like, why the hell do you have to wear red? And I called in just to tell you that because this day is about love.
Isn't red the color of Russia?
I don't know. I know red's the color of love.
Yeah, we're kind of red.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
But I'm honest.
March 8th.
I'm telling you, I'm like, what the hell is wrong with people? Like, if you want to take a day off, then do it. It's not a problem. But what are you protesting? Like, what are you?
Oh, my goodness. Like you just came. You said you just came from Russia yesterday.
Well, we appreciate you for calling. We got to go, mama. Thank you, though. Don't forget tomorrow, though, we celebrate Biggie's life tomorrow, too.
That's all, baby.
Yes. Thank you so much.
All right. Well,
Russians always trying to compromise something. Relax.
Ask C&E 800-585-1051. If you need advice, we'll help you out as well. Now, we got rumors on the way. We're going to be talking about Floyd Mayweather. Is this fight going to happen? We'll find out when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Now, will this fight happen? Floyd Mayweather versus McGregor. We don't know, but if you remember, McGregor said this about Floyd Mayweather.
Floyd says he's down to do the fight, but
Floyd's a bitch.
I know that.
And he's petrified.
I understand that.
I flew to Las Vegas, and he didn't show his face. As soon as I touched down in Las Vegas, he retired twice.
Floyd's a bitch. Well. And it's day without a woman day, so he has no one to beat.
See? Well, Floyd recently responded while he was over in the UK, and this is what he said.
The Conor McGregor fight, I don't know if it's going to happen. If it do, it do. If it don't, it don't. But if Conor McGregor really wants the fight to happen, stop blowing smoke up everybody. Sign a paper. You said you a boss. Just sign a paper, and let's make it happen.
So maybe this fight will happen. All he has to do is sign the paper.
Why is Floyd Mayweather exempt from the Trump supporters that y'all not boycotting, though? Y'all be claiming to boycott Trump supporters and... You won't buy a Chrisette Michelle album, but you order a Floyd Mayweather fight.
Well, the people that weren't buying Chrisette Michelle albums, they...
Ain't nobody was buying Chrisette Michelle albums. That's my point. It's easy to boycott something you wasn't supporting to begin with. That's what I'll be trying to tell y'all Negroes. Well, whatever. I'll let y'all live y'all lives.
Have you heard Chrisette's album?
No! I never claimed to either, though.
Okay. All right. Now, let's talk Tyrone Woodley. You know who that is?
I have no idea.
He fights UFC. He just won the belt this weekend. The reason he said he actually won was because he met a young woman and the young woman gave him inspiration. Let's hear it.
She said, my daughter died, and I didn't know how I was going to make it. I didn't know how I was going to live after that. And I watched you fight in the way that you put God first, in the way that you treat your family and your wife. I feel like I got the inspiration. You helped me keep fighting what I didn't want to fight. She said, I moved out to Vegas, and they told me I would never make it to Vegas. I would never make it when I got out here. She said, when I got out here, all I wanted to do was to meet you. They told me I would never meet you. Tomorrow, you got to go out there, and you got to fight for me. You got to fight for my daughter that passed away.
He said he got to one of the rounds, and he thought he was going to lose, and he thought of that woman, and then all of a sudden, he got, like, extra powers and beat his opponent. It's a great story. What? It's a great story.
I didn't say nothing. Why are you looking at me? I didn't say nothing. Congratulations to him.
Nobody else look at you. He's not here. I can only look at you.
Congratulations to him.
Well, this is what he said he's going to do now that he won.
And you know what? I'm shipping her this belt. Because the belt, I mean, God forgive me, the belt don't mean nothing to me. I don't even know where my other two belts are at. I'm going to send this belt to her because it's symbolic that what she said meant something.
I just hope he's telling the truth, because that's a hell of a story to lean on if you're lying.
Well, it sounds
just
right.
Just because you want to get publicity for winning that fight.
Well, he's going to send the woman the belt.
Because
if you had lost,
if you had lost, you wouldn't be telling that story.
No, it wouldn't sound
okay.
as good.
I'm just saying.
It wouldn't sound as good. Now, Jason Derulo, he was in a club in L.A., Ace of Diamonds, and you know how much money he spent? Take a wild guess.
Don't really care.
Take a guess.
I'm just going to throw $100,000 out there.
He spent $70,000 in the strip club.
I was close. I mean, because it'd have to be six figures or close to it for somebody, for it to be a story.
And he spent $53,000 in alcohol and $20,000 on the strippers.
Ain't he from Haiti? Haiti could have used that money.
He is Haitian. And we have you have the audio, or you didn't pull up the audio? Let's play the audio of him talking about it.
How much did you spend in there? I'm hearing reports.
I don't know. It's 53, something like that. But I'm from Miami, though. You know what I'm saying? This is my lifestyle.
Okay.
This is like where we come from.
It's my lifestyle. That's where I come from. That's why when people like that go broke, I feel no sympathy for them.
That's crazy.
Okay? None whatsoever. $73,000 in the club is absolutely positively ridiculous.
Yeah, it's definitely okay. Dumb. Yeah. Well, that is your rumor report. All right. Now, up next, we got the People's Choice Mix. And this morning, it's all about my women. Songs that empower my women. Songs by my women. So if you want to hear something, 800-585-1051, we'll get it on.
Drop one of Clues Bombs. Day Without a Woman Day, damn it.
So hit me up right now. Get your request in and shout to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.